Back now with Day to Day. This Sunday night on HBO, it's the first installment of Generation Kill, the 7-part miniseries about the war in Iraq. When we asked our TV critic, Andrew Wallenstein, to give us his take on it, he hesitated at first.
You could call me a Philistine. You could even question my patriotism. But I won't hide a shameful secret. The sheer volume of movies and TV series inspired by the conflict in the Middle East has left me numb. Movies like The Kingdom, Redacted, Rendition. I couldn't get through any of them. Nevertheless, I tried Generation Kill for one reason. David Simon and Ed Burns. They adapted Generation Kill for TV from the book of the same name, but I know them better as the creators of The Wire, an HBO series that may just be the finest show US TV has ever produced. I mean, that good. And on paper, Generation Kill sounds compelling. It follows a unit of Marines who led the charge into Baghdad known as Operation Iraqi Freedom. In this scene, the commander of 1st Recon gives the marching orders to his troops. Let's see if you can guess why his nickname is the Godfather.
Rolling through Iraq in open-top Humvees is completely outside of what 1st Recon does. We might not like it, but the general has asked this battalion to be America's shock troops. And Godfather can't tell the general we don't do windows.
And yet, as nicely executed and well-intentioned as Generation Kill is, it still gave me a case of battle fatigue. At first, I believed it was because of the conventional wisdom about why so many of these productions fail. They say the war is so overexposed in the news, on TV, and on the internet, that there's little appetite for it in dramatic form. Clearly, Simon and Burns weren't concerned with that. Barely a scene goes by that doesn't evoke the headlines. This scene, in which some Marines use an embedded journalist to get them supplies, brings to mind the lack of sufficient military equipment in Iraq.
As requested. Why do you need me to get you all this stuff?
In the infinite wisdom of whoever runs the military post-exchange stores, they won't sell this stuff in quantity to actual military personnel. Or civilians like yourself. Sky's the limit.
And why is that?
To keep us angry.
But the more I watched Generation Kill, the more I realized it was overexposure to something different than news that was ruining it for me. So much else in the miniseries is familiar not from CNN, but the dozens and dozens of movies I've seen depicting wars of all kinds. The sadistic drill sergeant? Check. The class clown private? Check. Racial tension in the ranks? Check. Ultimately, this genre is so overloaded with cliches that only a film that makes the most radical departure will feel fresh. And so it's time for me to take a break from the genre. Think of it as a non-aggression pact with my local video store. The war movie section is now a demilitarized zone where I can no longer tread.
TV critic Andrew Wallenstein is deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter.
Do you have questions about what it's like to be a soldier in Iraq right now? Well, Captain Nate Rawlings recently returned to Iraq for a second tour. He is taking your questions. You can learn more at npr.org/Nate.